In New York City and many other cities around the country, police confiscate condoms from sex workers. Then prosecutors introduce those condoms as evidence in prostitution cases. The practice has the incongruous effect of discouraging condom use and increasing the likelihood of spreading sexually transmitted diseases, including HIV. Sienna Baskin, co-director of the Sex Worker Project at the Urban Justice Center, says a bill in the New York State Legislature that would end the practice was introduced in 1998, but has yet to come up for a vote, leaving sex workers in an untenable position.
They are, on one hand, needing to use condoms and needing to have adequate number of condoms on them if they are doing sex work. And there are many public health campaigns in the city encouraging people to use condoms and offering condoms for free so that there's no reason that people might not have access to condoms. So they're hearing those messages on one hand. And then on the other hand, they've had these experiences of being arrested and being told by police that it's because they're carrying condoms. So it really puts people between a rock and a hard place of wanting to protect themselves and protect their clients, protect their sexual partners, but also being afraid of arrest and all of the consequences that come from arrest.
Is there actually any law that says it is illegal to carry more than one or two condoms, or is this a prosecutorial or police practice only?
No, there is no law that makes it illegal to carry condoms. And the reason that this has developed is just, you know, the way that evidence law works in criminal law is that anything can be used as evidence of a crime if it's relevant to proving the facts that there are trying to be proved. And prosecutors can argue that it's relevant to prove the fact that someone was intending to engage in prostitution. It's relevant that they were carrying condoms at the time that they were arrested. So what we're actually trying to do is create an exclusion and create a policy that even though condoms may be relevant, that they shouldn't be included for public health and public policy reasons.
This bill has been pending in the State Assembly since 1998. That's 14 years. Why hasn't it gone anywhere?
Well, we are not sure. We are excited that we've been able to build a real campaign to pass the bill over the past few years, and there are many supporters now that are now aware of the bill and are supporting the bill from the HIV/AIDS prevention world, reproductive rights activists, civil liberties advocates, and so there is now a broad coalition really supporting the bill. We were also told that we needed to produce some evidence that this was really causing a problem. And so over the past couple years, we've been collecting data, and we did deliver a report at a press conference in Albany this April showing that this really was having a detrimental impact on sex workers and others who are afraid of carrying condoms because of this policy. So we're hoping that we're really building a movement that will eventually help to pass this bill.
When you surveyed the sex workers about this policy, what was their response? How often did it come up that they either had condoms confiscated or were convicted or charged based on the fact that they had condoms with them?
Well, we found that more than half of the people that we surveyed had experienced condoms being taken away from them by police, and more than half had at one point not carried condoms because they were afraid of having them used against them by the police or by prosecutors. So we thought that was pretty significant.
And if you are successful at getting this through the State Assembly, which seems to be the easy hurdle, how do you contemplate getting it past the New York State Senate?
Yes, that is the more difficult challenge. We have been lobbying and meeting with state senators, and there are many sponsors of this legislation in both houses. But our challenge really is to talk to Republicans in the Senate and in the Assembly and explain that even if they may not agree with prostitution, it is something that is happening in the city and in the state, and it's really important to protect people's health and to put public health first.
How significant would this be for the health and safety, not only of the sex workers themselves, but also of the public? Because without the public, there wouldn't be sex workers.
Absolutely. I think that it would have a really positive impact on a number of levels. One is it would stop this practice from happening, and so people would no longer be having condoms taken away from them on the street. It would also send a message that the health of every member of our community is important and is important to lawmakers. And it would also help build a movement across the country, because this is not just an issue in New York City or New York State. It's something that's been documented in cities all over the country and in countries all over the world, that there are policies in place that are making it difficult for people to protect their health. And having a really strong, positive, and effective policy to allow people to use condoms in New York would be a role model and model legislation for the rest of the country.
Sienna Baskin is co-director of the Sex Worker Project at the Urban Justice Center.